Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 30 of Ephesians chapter 4. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
All of us have, at some point, been hurt by someone we love and trust. When that happens, we have a choice: to wallow in self-pity and anger, or to forgive. Forgiveness means giving up both the resentment you may have and the desire to retaliate. Doing so involves three important steps. 1. Surrender the general attitude of resentment. That is, make a decision not to languish in your pain. This can be hard. Many people almost seem to enjoy a mindset of self-pity or martyrdom. But you can choose a different posture and move past your suffering. 2. Give up specific feelings of resentment toward an individual. It's important to let go of the anger that was brought on by hurtful actions and to try to restore the broken relationship. And 3, lay down all claims to retribution. You cannot forgive someone with your words while secretly wishing him or her harm. True forgiveness seeks the other person's good, not punishment. Forgiveness says, "Though you hurt me, I choose to pardon you. I won't dwell on this, nor will I allow it to destroy my life or attitude. I won't spend 1 minute plotting revenge." These choices and actions are possible if you are God's precious child through faith in Jesus Christ. Truly forgiving another person can be difficult, but the rewards are worth it.